This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinians rallied by the thousands early Friday after ceasefire took effect in the latest Gaza war, with many viewing it as a costly but clear victory for the Islamic militant group Hamas over a far more powerful Israel. The 11-day war left more than 200 dead, the vast majority Palestinians, and brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. But the rocket barrages that brought life to a standstill in much of Israel were seen by many Palestinians as a bold response to perceived Israeli abuses in Jerusalem, the emotional heart of the conflict. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says that there's genuine opportunity to make progress toward peace.
I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy.
And in response, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the people of Gaza will still need assistance to rebuild.
I appeal to the international community to work with the United Nations on developing an integrated, robust package of support for a swift, sustainable reconstruction and recovery that supports the Palestinian people and strengthens their institutions. I stress that Israeli and Palestinian leaders have a responsibility beyond the restoration of calm to start a serious dialogue to address the root causes of the conflict.
And again, the 11-day war left more than 200 dead, the vast majority of them Palestinians, and again bringing widespread devastation to the already impoverished Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. The rocket barrages brought life to a standstill for the period, with the international community